Well, Lorena, here we are. It's the weekend, time for your weekend polls. And I'm sitting here. I've got my cowboy boots on. I've got my jeans. I've got my Western jacket. And I've got my belt buckle. But you know what's missing?
Garth Brooks.
Tickets to go see Garth Brooks. I was not one of the fortunate 60,000 plus. Five shows?
Five shows. Tickets still are available for all of the shows. So,
five shows.
If you do want to get tickets, they're still available. But yeah, Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood, they're going to be here in Las Cruces for 3 days, five shows, starting tonight.
What made Las Cruces so special to warrant five shows?
He hasn't been here in a while, and I think he has a lot of fans and a lot of loyal fans. So I remember when we first posted that he was actually coming, a ton of people on our Facebook just put comments about how they went to his show when he was here. So most of the people my age, it was their first concert that they went to with their parents. Like, it's just, I think, an experience for a lot of people, and I feel like it's probably a little bit nostalgic for a lot of people, too.
Okay, so when is he performing?
So he's performing tonight's his first show, 7 p.m., through Sunday, and there's two shows on Saturday and Sunday at 3 and 7.
3 and 7. So Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. I expect there might be lots of surprises.
Yeah, they're known for putting on really good concerts, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Let's take it down a notch and go for a bike ride. White Sands Bike Ride.
White Sands Bike Ride. They do this periodically. It's a full moon bike ride. I really want to go on one of these. You do have to make reservations. It's at 8 p.m. on Saturday, and it is guided. If you've never been to White Sands, I think I've said this before, when there's a full moon, it is just beautiful. So
I've never been on a full moon.
No?
You know, whenever family visits, I make it a point to take them to White Sands early in the morning so they can just enjoy it. It's cool. And, you know, they frolic in the sand. But I've never been to a full moon, so I have to make it a point to try to do that.
You really, really need to, especially in the summers. It's really nice and cool at night, so you'll get a really nice, it's just a nice experience. And sometimes they'll have people there from White Sands that are going to give presentations. I think when I went, when I was younger, they pointed out a lot of the constellations. It was just pretty much laid down on the sand, and he kind of talked you through everything. And it's beautiful. You can see all the stars out there. So
when is this taking place again?
This is on Saturday. It is a full moon bike ride, and like I said, you do need to make reservations. It's $4 per person, and the usual entrance fees apply.
Okay. Keeping it in the desert, talk to me about the Desert Alive Festival.
This is at Rockhound State Park. It is 8 miles southeast of Deming. Rockhound State Park does a lot of really great events throughout the year. This is one of them that they do. It's a festival, and it's also a native plant sale. So you're going to have just a really educational experience. You're going to get to enjoy the park. You're going to get to enjoy different presentations. And you can buy some of these amazing native plants that are found here locally that are probably going to do well and thrive if you don't have a green thumb like me.
You know, and that's what I love. I have a backyard, and it's all cactus.
Yeah.
I don't have backyard neighbors, so there's a hill. And I got cuttings that friends gave me, and I've got a cactus garden. And I love sitting out there, and when they're blossoming, it is the most beautiful thing there is.
Wow.
So definitely, if you're going to plant, plant native.
I agree. And it's just beautiful desert landscape. So, like I said, if you've never been to Rockhound State Park, make it a point of going. They also do a really beautiful Luminadia thing during Christmas time. So
okay. All right. Who drew the ticket to go for the Taste for Your Impulse?
Cassie did.
Okay. So
Lucky Cassie.
Got to go to Indulgence Bakery and Cafe. Is it a reopening?
So it's like, okay, so these are the people who owned C Bistro. They kind of scaled it down. It's a smaller location. They do have their famous cream puffs still. They do have their amazing baked goods because it still is a bakery. But from what I've noticed, they serve just breakfast and lunch, and it's kind of a tapered down menu, but pretty much everything I saw in there is New Mexico, local. You have a lot of stuff that's just made there. I think they smoke their own meat from what I saw.
Really?
So, honestly, I would give it a shot. They serve breakfast all day. They have really great lunch. And like I said, they still have their famous cream puffs, their famous desserts. Cassie tried the boxcar chicken biscuit. It's stacked high. it's fried chicken that they make there, has red chili honey, whole grain mustard, butter biscuit. I think it's homemade, too, and seasoned fried chicken. Pickles, I think they make the pickles too there as well. It's stacked high. It's still, it looks just delicious.
Indulgence Bakery and Cafe, Taste for Impulse, Lorena. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.